early in your career, and it's got to still be hard now to maintain that consistent base of even-keeledness.
No question, it's really hard.
Right.
And that's why I worked with a professional 25 years ago, because I'll be honest with you, in the middle 90s about, I was probably about ready to crash and burn.
Yeah.
My thinking was entirely different than it is today. I was all about trying harder, get rid of these guys. You know, these guys aren't any good. Get me other guys that can play, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, blame, and complain about everything. We don't have a good enough facility. We don't have good enough players. Mm. They don't support us. You know, the umpires are against us.
Yeah, everything.
Everything is going bad. And so when I met Rick Haberman, it was really helpful for me that he could help me become a better leader so I could see the world better in terms of how I was impacting our team in a negative way, holding them back from reaching their potential just based on how I was acting and behaving in my own world that I didn't even realize.
Right.
So when I first met him, I said, I want you to come and get my team to play better. And he goes, well, that's a good concept. We'll get there. But we got to start with you. I got to figure out what the leader's doing here. And he said, I got to come and watch and observe and see what you're doing and how your how your actions and behaviors are affecting others. And I said, me? Oh, no, not me.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
That's not why I called you.
That was a scary proposition.
Hey, Rick.
That's not
what we talked about.
That was a scary proposition. But we did get there, and it was difficult. But he helped me become more self-aware. He pointed out some of the things that were impacting our team and why we probably didn't reach the level we could in certain times and how I was probably sabotaging the performance of our team at different times. And then we started to take some of those concepts of leadership and emotional intelligence, and we started teaching it to our team.
Wow.
25 years ago that started?
And be honest with you, it's taken about that long for me to really get my arms around all of it.
Wow.